All right, welcome everybody for this segment of the podcast. I am joined by an amazing individual, Jonathan Landsman, a former New Yorker, now a Floridian. Maybe I'll get a chance to ask him about that. I understand the governor of New York is telling all conservatives to leave the state, but we'll see about that. Jonathan Landsman joins us to talk about cancer, vaccine, spike protein, and also teaching people solutions about how to prevent cancer. And before I bring him in, I just want to say, I've known Jonathan Landsman now for 15 years. He is one of the most remarkable filmmakers, remarkable people, educators that I've ever met. He's very low key. He's not braggadocious. He's not arrogant. He just tells it like it is, but he's a walking encyclopedia of knowledge. Jonathan, let me tell you, you deserve every word of that. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here. And I so appreciate all the work that you've been doing for years and years and years. We've talked about this many times in the past. There's just so much to cover today because I'm sure you agree, these times are like nothing we've seen ever before.
Absolutely the case. And one of the things that's happening, of course, is cancer rates are skyrocketing in the post-vaccine era. And so let me hit you with this question right up front. I mean, first of all, we're seeing all these mysterious deaths. You know, died suddenly, cardiovascular deaths, and so on. And yet, some people are living long enough to express 500% higher cancer rates as well. It's kind of a question of sort of what's actually killing people more. I mean, there's a lot of people dying, but what's killing them more? And what are you seeing? Because you talk to cancer doctors all the time. What are you seeing and hearing in the realm of cancer cases exploding?
Well, 1,000%. That's what every single one of these integrative healthcare providers is talking about. What they're seeing coming into their office right now is exploding rates of cancer. And it's interesting. You're not hearing much about that. Even in alternative media, like what you and I are both involved in, so many people are talking about, wow, there's something going on with the shots and all, obviously, the heart attacks and all the quote unquote unexpected sudden deaths. But you're absolutely right, spot on, Mike, when you're talking about for those that don't drop dead of a heart attack because of the blood clots, we can talk a little bit more about that in the next few minutes. Absolutely, these clots are actually very much related to causing this increase in cancer rates as well, but it's really centered very much around the spike proteins. Whether it's an infection that somebody gets, and we can debate, you know, whether this is really a virus or not. Was it manufactured in a lab or not? All of these things. Whether somebody is infected or they get the spike proteins because of the shot, which is what's really alarming to these integrative healthcare providers. Either way, these spike proteins are causing tremendous damage in the body and causing these cancer rates to explode. And Mike, we have not seen anything yet. It's going to be all over the news. And I think the White House got ahead of this a little bit because they know exactly what's going to happen. When back in February of 2022, we saw the administration come out and say, oh, we're going to take up the fight on cancer again. I wonder why they're doing that. What do they know that they haven't even said on TV yet?
Well, exactly. And one of my questions to you about cancer, by the way, for the audience, you've got some solutions coming up that we're going to mention for preventing cancer, but let's talk about the problem a little bit more first. One of the things we learned is that the spike protein and the mRNA is circulated and distributed throughout the body. It goes far beyond just the injection site. And so these mRNA instructions end up penetrating cells, whether those cells are heart cells, lung cells, spleen cells, vascular cells, and so brain cells. And so these mRNA instructions are everywhere in the body where they're not supposed to be. Have you talked to doctors that have mentioned that or some other mechanism as what they believe may be responsible for a lot of the mutagenesis that's going on? Or what are their explanations?
That's exactly what they are talking about. Plus something very interesting, which we might as well drop on everybody right now. You know, one of the mechanisms that was brought up that was quite interesting, we dive deep into it in the program that we'll be talking about in a moment, a Stop Cancer DocuClass that I created, is that, you know, what's happening is the spike proteins, what's happening when it's in the body, people are exposed to this, it's attaching and it's decreasing the ACE2 receptor expression, which the ACE2 receptors are all over the body and all the cells. You're right about that. You're spot on that it is not this idea of, oh, you're just going to get this shot and it's going to affect you right in the spot where the needle goes. No, these spike proteins are spreading throughout and affecting all the cells of the body. And what's happening is this is allowing those infections to attach to the outside of the cell and then inject itself inside the cell, causing the organ damage and also the severe illnesses that we're seeing. And obviously this premature death that we're seeing immediately, but it's especially increasing the risk of advanced stage cancers, Mike. We're seeing time and again that a lot of these integrative healthcare providers are, and people have been reporting this to me as well. I mean, we're getting bombarded every single day at my website, Natural Health 365. We're getting people writing in talking about how, you know, what's going on here? You know, first of all, they are wondering more and more. People are waking up. Do these shots cause cancer? And the answer is without a doubt, yes. At the beginning, I wasn't sure, Mike, you know, about a year plus ago, but there's no doubt now the answer is 100% yes. People have been wondering, you know, what's going on? They know people who got the shot and then all of a sudden they got cancer. They were fine. They also know people that were in remission and then the cancers came back very aggressively.
Yes, I've heard a lot of people
are confused, but one of the many mechanisms we talked about in the Stop Cancer docu class was exactly that. That the idea that these spike proteins are attaching themselves to cells throughout the body, it's sort of like the spike protein is the key and the doorway is these ACE2 receptors that are expressed on the cells and the outside of the cells. That's the doorway. And then boom, they attach to the cell, they inject themselves in there, and then they're wreaking havoc. And the mainstream media is still lying to people so much. Oh, don't worry about it. This mRNA technology, it doesn't affect DNA expression at all. There's nothing going on except where the needle goes into the arm and it doesn't spread out anywhere. It's absolute lies. And there's a lot of doctors that are finally starting to speak out about this. And I gathered a lot of them together for this program that I put together. It's such an urgent time we're living in.
Okay. I got a lot of questions for you already about that, but I also want to share something with you. I interviewed Dr. Judy Mikovits last week in studio. She came to Texas. Let me get that question to you because it's crucial to this, how to stop the mRNA from penetrating cells so much. But first, for those listening, the Stop Cancer docu class that Jonathan is talking about, I believe it goes live September 13th, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Tuesday, September 13th, when it starts, it's an 8-day program with nearly 50 presentations.
Whoa, okay. That was my next question. The URL to go to, folks, is stopcancerclass.com. Stopcancerclass.com. And like a lot of these docuseries productions, especially all the ones that Jonathan has put together, it's free to watch. You register your name and your email. You can watch each part of this. There are 8 parts. One part is on each day, September 13th through 21st. You can watch it all for free, or I think you have the option, you can purchase downloads of the entire thing if you don't want to watch it on those days. Is that kind of how it works, Jonathan?
It's pretty much it, Mike, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty much the similar, you know, template now. But you said you had, let me get to what Mikovits said. She told me that glyphosate in the blood potentiates the penetration of the mRNA into the cells. So because of the presence of glyphosate and the fact that there's a phosphate group in that, there's a glycine and a phosphate group that make up glyphosate, and it potentiates the cell membrane pathway that is used by mRNA to enter the cells. Now, I did not know that before. And what that means is, folks, one of the explanations for why some people may be more damaged than others could be the presence of glyphosate from eating non-organic foods. Now, Jonathan, you and I go way back. We've always eaten organic. We've always juiced organic. We've always bought organic. So that means, you know, here's another benefit of that, not having glyphosate in your system. Did any of your doctors mention anything like that about things that can potentiate the mRNA damage or can prevent it?
Mike, all of the above. This is exactly what's going on. I know that Judy, you know, Dr. Mikovits, she hit you with this kind of stuff that's a way of looking at it with glyphosate. But the reality is all of these comorbidities back in 2020, when COVID just started. Mike, you and I both know they know a lot more than what they're actually telling people. They've been in development of these kind of viruses and gain of function. They've been working on this for years and years. None of this is really a surprise as to how it's attacking people. But all the way back in 2020, they were talking about the comorbidities, putting people at more risk. Like, no kidding, of course, comorbidities like being very overweight. There's millions and millions of people out there like that. Fatty liver disease. Mike, you know, I did a whole program on fatty liver disease, sounding the alarm about that. Kidney issues, diabetes, the list goes on and on. And obviously high blood pressure and stones in the body and arthritis and low level chronic inflammation and medications that people are taking. So Mike, the short answer is yes, of course, glyphosate and toxicity in the body from the way people live. A poor lifestyle is making the cells more permeable in a negative way. We want cells to be able to absorb nutrition and to be able to get rid of waste quickly. We want our blood to be circulating really well. We want everything to be free flowing, right? That's common sense for anybody listening to this message. But the point is, all these comorbidities, the poor health that people are in, and then they flood their bodies with these shots with some false hope that it's going to protect them from some infection. You and I both shake our heads every day. This is not logic that's well grounded in good science. I'm sure you know what I mean.
Yeah, and in fact, let's talk about what cancer doctors did with people. But I apologize in advance. But you and I are friends. We go way back. You're not going to take this the wrong way. But I think the word is comorbidities, not comorbidities, right?
Correct. Right. Yes. Correct.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. It's just my editor side coming out. But you're talking about the pre-existing conditions of you know, obesity or cancer or diabetes or high blood pressure. Or I think high blood pressure actually is one of the worst that's associated with you know, problems following the vaccine and ventilation and all those other treatments as well. But
actually, specifically when it comes to these problems, these pre-existing problems that people have, thank you for the correction. But the point is that these gut issues, right, that people are having, that's the worst thing. The leaky gut, the poor digestion, all of this metabolic syndrome stuff. Yes, high blood pressure is wound up in that. But the point is, it's these digestive issues that millions of people have. And then you couple that with also the fact that you and I have both been publishing on our websites that the amounts of what people are getting in these shots vary depending on the lots that are getting injected into them. So that's why we're seeing such a variation between, you know, world-class athletes dropping dead. That makes no sense. Why is that happening? What kind of shots are they getting? And just most recently, we had a world-class tennis player pulled out of a big event just before the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
I mean, this, Mike, I know athletics. That is not supposed to happen. And they're checking the guy's heart, and he's dizzy, and he can't breathe. I mean, this is a body clotting up and getting seriously injured. No doubt the guy's a foreigner. He got the injection to get into the United States to be able to play this event. So clearly he's got the shot, and they're not talking about it at all. But the point is, the person's gut has a lot to do with how they interact with all these toxins. So the sicker the digestive system is, the higher the risk you have to any toxins that you're exposed to. Then on top of that, you throw these shots in, and people are truly playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette.
Well, let's bring in Dan Bongino on this, because, you know, he famously last week said that his cancer doctor, you know, Dan Bongino, the conservative commentator, he's got a lymphoma quite large on the side of his neck, and he's being treated by a cancer doctor, an oncologist, I believe, with chemotherapy. And he said his doctor kind of coerced him into taking the vaccine, because his doctor said that if you get COVID while you have cancer, that would be devastating. Therefore, take the vaccine. Now, Dan Bongino says that the vaccine was the greatest mistake of his life. And you and I know, Jonathan, and we're not judging Dan Bongino. He's got a lot of courage to come out and say this. And, you know, anybody can make a mistake. But the point is, what you and I know is that probably the vaccine accelerated the cancer, not the other way around.
Mike, I don't know Dan personally, but I listened to his little bit, which seemed to not give away too much. I got to tell you, Mike, my prayers go out to him. He sounds terrible. His voice sounds different than when I've ever heard him before. And I know, you know, Godspeed to him. I hope everything works out well for him, but he definitely sounds like he's dealing with some serious health issues. I've been in the industry for over 35 years, Mike. I've worked with people where I have to pick up on signs of when they're not feeling well. I've worked one-on-one and in huge groups with people where you've got to pick up the messaging. Is there something going on with their fatigue level? Brain function, is something happening? And he sounds really terrible. So I hope he can turn things around. But I'm just amazed with all the people he knows that he hasn't been warned about this. It's just, again, I just feel really sad when I see stories like this. You're right. A lot of people are being coerced to take the shots. A lot of people on our newsletter list, Mike, we hear it all the time. At first, they thought we were crazy warning people about this. And now they're just so upset. They have so many regrets that they took one or two of these shots. And they're vowing to us that they're never going to touch us again, because I'm not hearing anyone say, "This is so great. I took the shot. I feel so much better." It's just not happening anywhere.
No, and by the way, Jonathan, I'm not hearing anybody say who didn't take the shot saying, "Gosh, I wish I would have taken it." Right? Like one's saying that. No one is saying, "Darn, I missed my opportunity to take the shots early on." No.
No, absolutely not. And so I just hope this is a big wake-up call for people, that we get back to a message, Mike, that you and I have been doing for over 15 years before we ever met each other, is focus on your immune system. That's exactly what my newest program is doing, is talking to people real, like stuff that is never uttered in the mainstream media. I'm sure to this day, even though you're a veteran like I am, you get, you know, angry, frustrated, and saddened all at the same time by the complete silence in what all the things, which I would love to spend a little time on, of course, that people should be focused on to improve their immune system, get away from the toxicity, improve your immune system, focus on those things. And yes, I love what Judy's message is. Dr. Mikovits is really sounding the alarm about glyphosate, which is in so many wheat products. Stop buying so much of this processed wheat products, because the glyphosate, this herbicide element that is in all of these wheat crops and all these wheat products, is completely destructive to our digestive system, how our cells function. And she's sounding the alarm. If you're on these kind of products and you take one of these shots, you are in serious trouble and you need to stop right away. Don't take the shots, which is what all the doctors have told me, and get away from this toxicity as fast as possible, because inflammation, as we all know, common sense, is the killer. So we need to now focus our attention on what is driving all this inflammation and turn this thing around, because I think we're fast approaching a time where it's going to be too late if people don't wake up.
I completely agree with you. And I want to talk about solutions. And one solution that Dr. Mikovits shared with me was the nutritional supplement called DMG, dimethylglycine. She said that DMG helps block glyphosate from latching onto the cell membranes and then potentiating the absorption of the vaccines. Now, I found that fascinating, because DMG is a readily available supplement. But I want to ask you about solutions. First, let me give out the web address again. It's stopcancerclass.com. This is an affiliate arrangement. If you choose to purchase something, which is not required, you can watch the whole thing for free. If you do purchase something, I believe that we earn some percentage. In the past, I've dedicated those to donations to health freedom groups. In this case, I'm going to dedicate it to Brighteon. Whatever we earn on this, we're going to fund it for Brighteon.com, because it's such a platform for free speech, for health freedom. But folks, just understand, we gave away $50,000 on a program a couple months ago. Gary Haven heard about that. He sent us a check for another $100,000 to give away, which we're about ready to make those announcements. So that's $150,000 that we're giving away to health freedom websites. We've posted them publicly, all kinds of independent media websites. So we're funding independent media And we're also funding Brighttown.com. And I want to thank you, Jonathan, for even making that available so that people can help support us while also helping themselves. But talk about solutions. Again, stopcancerclass.com. What kind of solutions are people going to learn?
With absolutely the first thing that Dr. Mikovits was talking about is essential. This is no longer some sort of thing where, oh, well, I should do it because it's a trendy thing or it's just something that'll make me sort of feel good. Organic foods, without a doubt, no matter what the media is telling you about, well, organic foods, it, you know, really doesn't matter. Nutritionally, it's about the same as conventional foods. Absolutely, that's number one. And again, I want to emphasize, you know, I know you brought up this one element that people could take to sort of stop the glyphosate from being absorbed. But Mike, I have to be honest with you. I didn't hear much about that. And I've spoken to a lot of people. And
well,
also,
I've never heard it before either. That was the first time I heard about that one.
Yeah. And I got to throw a little caution out there because, again, we need to be very careful not to lose our focus. And what I mean by that is, hey, we're going to just take this thing like it's a magic bullet. And Mike, I know you didn't mean it that way, but
right,
the point
right.
is when we take something that we think we're going to quote unquote now be safe to taking glyphosate, no. Step number one, get away from glyphosate. And glyphosate is pervasive. Look, you could be at an organic farm somewhere out west, and right next to that farm could be heavily spraying glyphosate on crops, and that stuff drifts over to your organic farms, and it's still putting in toxicity to organic food. So this kind of stuff can be going on. The point with that is also not to lose hope, but to appreciate how it's so important to understand the source of where you get your information, the source of the food that you get. But then, of course, we can talk about all the other elements that we've been talking about for years, Mike, that you should be taking as well, which are immune protective that boost your immune system. That's the key.
Let me share something with you. I've never even talked about this publicly, but it confirms exactly what you just said. We were sourcing resveratrol like a year ago. And, you know, resveratrol, very good cardiovascular health. It's an extract from grapes. And we kept finding crazy high levels of glyphosate in the resveratrol because we do the glyphosate testing in our lab. And we'd never encountered that before in resveratrol. We went back to the source to try to find out what was going on. And what we think was happening was that some farmer was using glyphosate to spray the weeds between the rows of the grapes. So they weren't technically spraying the grapes. So the grapes were still organic, but the weeds between the grapes, and maybe he was bending the organic farming rules, I don't know, but there were this resveratrol extract was loaded with glyphosate. I couldn't believe it.
Mike, I think it could be so innocent most of the time. I've got a story to share with you as well. I'm down here in Florida now. You're right about us escaping New York. Thank God we got out of there. And it was way before the governor was sounding the alarm, but we saw the writing on the wall. New York is not a place to live in for sure, especially in the bigger cities. But down here in Florida, Mike, we have an organic farmer, a little bit of a ways away from where we live. But we, you know, we love to support like-minded people like you. We love giving orders over to this farmer. This farmer didn't feel well for years and years. I mean, personally, really sick. Went and decided to change all their eating before they heavily got into their farming skills and created an organic farm for their business years ago. And he went to organic food. Great. You figure he's going to clean house and he's going to feel so much better. Autoimmune conditions, you know, all kinds of horrible reactions, was reacting poorly to healthy foods. He goes to organic food and he still feels sick. Organic food that he bought at the grocery. Now, that's not true for everybody, Mike. Organic food is a great step for people who want to move away from, obviously, processed food. Stop buying in the middle of the supermarket, period. No boxes, bags. Start eating real food, whether it's animal foods or vegan, vegetarian foods. The point is, the food that you eat, is it real food? That's important. But for this person, Mike, and I really want to be specific about this, someone who's sick, you cannot mess around. And this guy couldn't do anything, was driven to grow his own high-quality food, biodynamic principles, rotating crops. I mean, the guy is a hardcore, amazing, true organic farmer. We get his food, and Mike, the lettuces, the greens, I'm sure you can appreciate what I'm saying. It's like medicinal. It is so delicious. It's full of flavor. And when you buy the organic greens in a supermarket, they're okay. And yes, there'll be less chemicals, but there's no, the vibrancy is not there compared to a really high quality organic farmer locally. This is the thing I've been sounding the bell really loud lately, more than ever. This is not just a trendy thing to do. Locate local, get out to farmers markets, drive out to farms, support your local farmers that are doing the real deal. Even if they're not even certified organic, who cares? You know they're not using chemicals. You just know when you talk to them that they care. They could check out their operations and do that, or do something, Mike, that you've been urging people for years. Oh, you're sort of over the top crazy. I'm sure you've heard that a lot, Mike, about all the things you talk about, but grow your own food. And that's something that my wife and I are heavily getting into as well. As we approach this next year or two, Mike, we are finally, I am so happy to say, taking this very seriously about growing fruit trees, growing our own vegetables, getting off the grid system, and just having all the food that we consume daily coming from our own hard work. Well, nothing can be more important than that.
You're so right on. And that's so awesome that you're able to do that in Florida. I would also just celebrate the fact that with all the taxes you're not paying in New York now, you can buy all the fruit trees you want in Florida and have them grow like crazy. So, yeah, exactly. I mean, you're saving a fortune and also in a much better place. But for people out there, you just gave them really critical information. It's not about having an unhealthy lifestyle, like eating processed junk food and then thinking one supplement is going to save you. No, you got to live a lifestyle of health, you know, and if I know not everybody's perfect, you can make an improvement every day. You don't have to be Mr. Super Greens or whatever, or Mrs. Super Greens. You can just step by step, get a little bit better every day, blend a little bit more every day, grow a little bit more lettuce, throw it in the blender every day. I mean, I do the same thing, you know, just grow some kale, chuck it in there, and you're going to get healthier incrementally. And then,
Mike, let me jump in and just say one other thing, because I think it's so valuable what you do on an everyday basis. I don't think people give you enough credit. And it's something that I want to just leave people with as we're closing out here. And it's this whole thing about COVID and take a shot. Check with your doctor because you don't know anything. This whole thing, and I know I'm not telling you something you don't know, Mike, and most people listening to this program will get it. I hope this stays really upfront in everyone's mind. This whole thing is really an attack on people's self-confidence and what they can do for themselves, right? The whole thing that I mentioned before about, oh, there's no difference between organic and conventional food. The nutritional value is about the same. That's the mainstream narrative, and it's complete nonsense. Trust the science? That is total BS in the mainstream media. Mike, you and I, we do trust the science, really good science that is not sponsored by the pharmaceutical industry looking just to pretend that they're into science to push just drugs, pills for every ill. This is about us all getting back to trusting and having a strong faith in our own ability to take care of ourselves and the ones that we love with good food, good healthy attitudes, positivity, the right mindset, good emotional wellness, getting outside into the sunshine, becoming more active, getting grounded. Mike, we do this over and over again in very simple, easy to understand ways with all of these amazing teachers that I had fly out to my studio in Florida from all over the country, where they all spoke directly to the people about getting people's confidence up, that this is actually in the worst of times that we're living in. This is the greatest hopeful time for people to finally wake up and realize this is all we need to do to stop putting any of our faith in corrupt three-letter health agencies that are telling us nothing but nonsense. 50 plus years of a quote unquote war on cancer that is a complete failure. Drugs, burning people's body with radiation that causes cancer, and chemotherapy agents pumped into people with mostly no success at all. We do address those things, the conventional therapies, how they can possibly help some people with cancer, but in most cases, no. And we just get into telling people what they really need to hear. And I think that's what it comes down to, Mike, is this is an attack on people's confidence. And you know, the media is trying to keep people dumbed down, stupid, and afraid so that they'll just follow the pharmaceutical narrative. And that's what we need to turn around. We have to stop accepting this, and we have to start taking responsibility for our own health.
Well said. Exactly. And you flew all these people to Florida to do the interviews there?
All of them came to my studio in Florida in person, in the chair, wow. Sort of like, you know, you see on those TV shows where the people have the sit downs in their studios. That's what these people do with my docu classes. So they're making tremendous effort because they really care. And they're in the trenches talking to people about their mental and emotional stresses, their belief systems. That's what's really killing a lot of people. If I know, Mike, you and I both know superfoods, great nutrition, the kind of things that combine together to improve our immune system, what we can do to help detoxify the body, which is extremely important, not just mobilize toxins in the body, but to get them out of the body. When we know these things, and a Dr. Fauci, who's quitting his position now at the end of this year, if he starts to speak out and say, Whoa, Mike, Jonathan, I've got the science here. I got to tell you what you need to know. What do you and I do? We say, no, thanks, not interested. And that's what we need millions of people to do. They see it for a second on TV. They turn it off. They hear it on the radio. They change the channel. Not interested, guy. Not interested in your nonsense. I know exactly what makes me and my family feel better, my friends, my loved ones, and I'm not interested in your nonsense anymore. That's what we need to get out there to a lot more people.
Yeah, 100%. And folks, go to stopcancerclass.com and read the table of contents, basically, and the list of all the people who are speaking there, like Dr. Thomas Lodi and so many others. It's pretty amazing. Dr. Edward Group also is part of this. And, you know, Jonathan, I've been sharing with people for a long time how to grow broccoli sprouts and make your own sulforaphane. I'm sure sulforaphane has come up in all these interviews, right? Is that one of the nutrients that they talk about?
100% sulfur, the garlic, the onions, again, going back to what can we do to improve our digestive system. You know, an interesting concept just to leave people with is, remember, the stuff you take into your mouth really matters. This is not a cliche. And when you put it into your mouth and you swallow, guess what, folks? It's outside of your body. Even when you swallow, when it goes down your esophagus, into your stomach, into your small intestines, and into your large intestines, it is still outside the rest of your body. Why am I bringing that up? Because it matters what we put in. Are we injuring that inner lining? Because when we hear so much about this thing called leaky gut, that's the whole point throughout our whole body. Do we have leaky cells? Dr. Mikovits was talking about glyphosate causing leaky cells.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not good. Dysfunctional cells that let garbage in, like spike proteins in, to alter your DNA and to cause inflammation and then organ damage from all these cells that are just damaging the way organs should function. Keep things that are not good outside of our body and eliminate them through our digestive tract and our elimination system, and allow good things to be broken down into small, absorbable substances that then get absorbed into our blood. Our blood should stay as healthy as possible, that bathe every cell in our body. And that's what this is all about, is understanding and appreciating how important it is to take care of what we're consuming, what we're exposing ourselves to from the inside, directly on the outside, on our skin, our immediate environment within our home, the warning signals within our home, including a lot of hidden infections that are in our home. And of course, then we get into the mental, emotional, and spiritual side. Mike, That's not some foofy woo-woo science stuff either. This is really powerful. I appreciate so much as we close out, Mike, our friendship. Aside from all this other work and podcasting and doing all this kind of stuff, I appreciate knowing people like you, surrounding myself with people like you who are strong, independent thinking people who respect other people's points of view. This is all part of building a very powerful, healthy body, mind, and spirit. And that's what's going to really protect us against COVID, bacterial, viral infections, or degenerative disease. Anytime in the future, this is the key.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm really glad that you mentioned that. And just for those listening, you know, you and I and your wife and my wife, it's fun for all of us to hang out, although we rarely get to do it. But whenever we do, it's actually a lot of fun. You are a fun guy to hang out with, even if we're not talking about classes or podcasts or anything. Although I think you and I both are always creating something and doing, you know, we're involved in a lot of so-called work, but it's really mission driven. So it doesn't feel like work, but you're fun to hang out with regardless. So I really appreciate that about you. Thanks for taking the time. I'm sorry to hold you a little bit over.
That's okay. It's my pleasure, Mike. And no matter what we're busy doing on our own, we're always staying connected. And I know everybody listening to this program that you produce all the time, tirelessly, we're all staying connected, spiritually speaking, for sure. And when we meet up with each other in the future, we always just know those people who are like-minded, who just appreciate what message we're putting out here. And I just hope, I pray that a lot more people will get this message. So thanks again for getting the word out about the Stop Cancer DocuClass. So appreciate it.
Well, it's needed now more than ever because of, you know, all the spike protein that's out there. So again, thank you for your time, Jonathan. And the class, folks, is stopcancerclass.com. If we earn any affiliate revenues, you know, again, it's free, but if you decide to purchase something, if we earn some revenues, I think we're just going to put them right into Brighteon to help people have free speech when it comes to health and, you know, cancer prevention. We are saving lives every single day with what we do, with the platforms, with the podcasts, with education about nutrition. There are no doubt, I think, millions of people alive in this world today because of, or maybe tens of millions because of independent media. You know, frankly, without independent media, a lot of people wouldn't be here right now. So thank you for all your support. And thank you, Jonathan, for everything that you do. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.